roll call? Everyone's
all your one, two, three. We're all here.
Yeah, everybody's here.
You coughed up for record.
I think we did it same time.
Okay. I'm going to call us back into order. It's now 1:48. And if we could have a roll call, please.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Speaker Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Chair Stabler.
Present. We do have a quorum. And when we broke for lunch, we were in the middle of discussion of ONCA 2315, an act to amend 15 ONC subsection 2311G to move the date of the executive summary report of the annual audited financial reports of the Osage Nation from March 1st to July 15th and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Big Horse, I don't know if you have a comment or we want to open the floor at this time.
I just want to say, working for a nonprofit organization for 15 years, our audits were just like this, and we reported at the end of July or the 1st of August because the closing date was June the 30th. So,
the closing date for taxes for the audit was June the 30th? What was your FY?
Yes, June the 30th.
Okay. Okay, does anyone else have any questions or comments? Now, there was all kinds of discussion before, people.
Our bellies are full. We're
Chair,
huh? We're in the middle of discussion, so anyone have a comment or a question for discussion on the bill? Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you, Chair. So again, right now, I mean, I thought about it while we were in recess as well. I'm still leaning towards a no, and so I'd like the treasurer to, I mean, we're going to talk this through, but it's very important. I've got concerns with the time, the deadline that you're requesting, just because I just feel like we're not going to get the actuals or audited numbers, you know, the audited information that we need to make, you know, good decisions. And I am also am taking in mind what the budget analyst mentioned about the investments, the amount of investments that we would receive. That would help. My concerns are retained revenue, of course, and I hate to just repeat my comments, but I know that while we were in recess, I'm sure you were thinking of it as well. I just want to hear more. I need you to talk to me more about it, because I hear what you're saying, but it's just not enough. I really want to be open-minded. You know, I offer a olive branch style to our treasury, and I usually follow your recommendations and your lead on certain things, but changing the audit deadline, the date that we have in law, it's just, I'm not comfortable with that right now. Now, I as a Congress member that's been on here not very long in my position, I have found in law that we've handcuffed ourselves. I have seen that. I have colleagues now that say, oh, I get it, even the ones that participated in you know, approving that law or putting it into, you know, enacting that legislation. We're still a young government. I don't mind addressing things to make us better and stronger, but more financially sound is where I'm coming from. That's important to me. I really would like for you to kind of maybe add something that you may not have prior to the recess. Yeah. If that's okay, Chair.
Certainly, Mr. McIntosh.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. I think at first, I know there was some mentions before we went to break about retained revenue, obtaining retained revenue, getting the retained revenue number, and every, you know, retained revenue. Well, I feel like that's one of the, was one of the, this will come full circle. So retained revenue, upon arriving, I was told four different ways by four different individuals from this body of what retained revenue should be. And I can walk that through and show, and I got audits, and I can help explain that. And I think the question was, is the retained revenue number, we'd never get the retained revenue number, essentially. We're not confident. My first look into that was, well, it's not defined. I've looked back at previous treasurers, and it's kind of left open for individuals to interpret what that policy said and then try to interpret how to evaluate that and come up with that number. So the first thing I started with was to define retained revenue. I feel like that's the first step, and that policy was passed at the 1st of December. And even to be able to define retained revenue, I had to define what the encumbrance. There was already a law on the books about encumbrances, but it was also not being taken throughout the full process of what it was actually representing. Now, the retained revenue policy now encompasses that encumbrance portion so that you can identify and come up with the retained revenue in a timely fashion. This policy that we passed, and it passed with all yeses, will say that when the audit's done, this is what you do. That was not available to me when I came in. I've read your code, I've listened to this body, and I feel like this policy achieved what this nation was trying to achieve by saying we want retained revenue and this is what it is. Now, in this policy, the policy starts out, upon completion of the annual audit, the treasurer shall report the total amount of unobligated tribal funds within 14 days to the Osage Nation Congress and principal chief. What I'm saying is the audit will be done and should be done accordingly, just as the federal government allows you, by June 30th. But to me, the tribe-wide should be done by June 30th. You should be getting your retained revenue and your audit report by July 15th every year. And that's essentially what this request is trying to align it. So you got 14 days to determine your retained revenue, then you got a day to put out the report. And to me, that aligns with, you look historically, as the budget analyst reported, that's not been met since 2006. It's not been met. You know, sitting in a position of a treasurer, you're exposed then. It's never been met. I'm not saying it can't be met, but we're probably 2.5 years from putting processes in place to make that happen. But there is no reason, or there is no nothing in this request saying I'm trying to buy time, I'm trying to extend anything that isn't already in place. These timelines are already in place. These timelines are pretty well what all tribes operate on. If you make that March 1st deadline and you have an audit done, the GASB used to hand out an award for that. In Creek Nation, we got that one time when I was there. But I know that they're behind on their audits too. But that's essentially, to me, and if we go back to the presentation on the 21 audits, I could quote some numbers on how the growth of this nation has gone from 19, 20, and 21, which we reviewed with the auditors. I think Congressman Lemon commented on the growth that, you know, based on the presentation. This is building into a large operation. You are one of the bigger nations in the state of Oklahoma. You know, I consider there's a big four: Choctaw, Cherokee, Chickasaw, Creek. In my mind, this is the nation that I consider five out of all tribes in, you know, or Oklahoma. And if you look throughout the nation, tribes look to the tribes in Oklahoma. But this isn't a request to extend delaying anything. This is a request to try to align with the federal government's timeline and when they expect to get the audit and the audited information, to just say June 30th is when it's due to the federal government, and that's when it should all be completed, and then you should have your retained revenue number and your audit summary or financial summary report all by July 15th. And that's even taken in consideration, there's always going to be a holiday around the July 4th. So that's even a tighter window. I mean, in reality, that's only probably 5 business days, if you say July 15th, potentially, depending on weekends and holiday breaks. But I mean, it's still a tight timeline. And it's probably going to require the treasurer to work over 4th of July, which I've done.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Thank you, Chair. Well, we did discuss growth during the recess. That is something that I most certainly acknowledge with our government, is the amount of growth, but the staffing has always stayed the same, particularly in Treasury. And, you know, I have had conversations with you about, you know, it's not in my purview to tell you how to operate. I wouldn't do that. But being here as long as I have in this government, working in accounting, but looking at the way that you currently operate, which is still by programs rather than by function, but you're the first treasurer that understands what I'm saying. You have cash receipts, you have payables, you have somebody that reconciles, you have somebody doing payroll, and it's by function, not by a program. I think we're way past that type of functionality for our government. Now, that's just my own opinion, but because we're talking about the amount of dollars, but it's the process that's in place for your accountants. You know, we also discuss that, you know, we always ask you, what can we do to provide to Treasury anything that you need staffing-wise? You talked about your CIFA. You got 200 items on the CIFA. I understand that. But do you have somebody that's sitting in Treasury, you know, working and looking besides the, I think, well, you had talked about creating a function of reporting, you know, that's looking at monitoring that CIFA activity all year round, so that when it's time to close out the end of December, you're ready to close out and to provide, you know, official financials to Congress and to the chief's office. I'm just, I believe you when you say you're not trying to get around a, you know, an extension or a deadline. I feel more comfortable with your last comments than I did with your comments before. I appreciate you addressing the two different types of, you know, audits that we receive, the single and the government-wide, and what they contain. I think that's important. It's important to understand what those audits are, what they do, how do they complement each other in our government when we make financial decisions. So I, you know, since I've been here on Congress, we haven't really received a lot of information on time, for whatever reason, things that were outside of your control before you came to Osage. We actually had a really bad situation with our system, and you came in to fix that. I understand we had like over 77,000 suspense accounts and, you know, reconciliations and things of that nature. And I feel like you've addressed those issues. I feel like you're a person that prioritizes. And I feel like our audits are one of those top priorities, should be for all of us. I don't mind addressing it. I feel better about it, but I just, you know, it's hard to sit here as a congressperson when my background is in you know, I love numbers, I love the budget, I love all of that piece of it, but when I can't get the information on regular, consistent, but you're asking us to amend a deadline that I don't even have faith in, the one we have now, or any of them for that matter. There's a lot, what I've learned sitting here is there's a lot of reporting requirements within our law, in our laws, a lot of them, and action items that aren't being met. So right now, I'm just, if you're saying to me that that's one of those requirements that you're coming and asking that we've created our own barrier or bottleneck, then to say that we're going to get the information by the deadline, then, I mean, I'm open, but I don't have full faith.
Valid.
That's all. Thank you, Chair.
Anyone else have any comments or questions? Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. And this, you know, Mr. McIntosh, I think you've made a great deal of progress since you've been here. And I appreciate that, we all do. But what it feels like to me, I have to say that I am a no. I can't support this at this time. I may be able to do so at some point in time, but what it feels like is that we can't make the deadline, so let's change the deadline. Sometimes it doesn't feel like there's the urgency to be on time with some of the financials and reports and numbers that we need, and that bothers me. And I would support additional staff before I would support changing a deadline so that we can meet it. Do you understand? If I felt like there were that urgency there, then I may be more able to vote yes right now. But at this time, I'm a no. But I appreciate the work that you've done so far. So thank you.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good afternoon, everyone, again. Thank you, Mr. McIntosh, for continuing to be here with us today. So, what I hear you say, you know, is that in the prior, what about your explanation when Congresswoman Rebard said that she needed just a little bit more to help get, try to help get her to a yes, if that's where it needs to be, you know? There was a positive in there, and the positive that I heard you say is that, this is what I heard you say. You didn't say these exact words, but this is what I got. Today, that March 1st is not obtainable, and it may not be obtainable for another year, 2 years, because, like you explained with the retained revenue, there was no defined process within your office to determine retained revenue that you felt like. So you came here to us, and we went through that policy ourselves here after you presented it, and it passed. And we all know that. Well, we should. We agreed upon it. And so what I'm hearing you say is that it's not obtainable today. It's probably not going to be obtainable in March 1st of 2023. Highly unlikely, possibly by 2024. Because you've got to get some procedural policy, different changes that need to come to your department. And it's not something that can be done overnight. I mean, I appreciate you being forthright about that, but you didn't say that it's not completely impossible. That's the positive that you gave. And with some of the information that, you know, that I was wondering about, and Mr. Frazier, you know, added to it for us, about how others operate. We get till April 15th to get our taxes turned in, folks. That's 45 days after, or is it 46, with March having 31 days in it? After this deadline, we as individual citizens get until April 15th to take care of our yearly stuff. And so I'm gonna go down a different road. So the positive piece for me was is that it's doable. It's just not going to happen this year and most likely not next year. And you're being absolutely forthright in where you are. And that's if you're still here. I mean, somebody could snatch you away, or, you know, you might be like, okay, had enough, you guys. So that's the positive I'm taking away from your comment, all right? What I have to do is try to be objective. I don't walk in your shoes. You don't walk in these shoes over here. And my objectiveness has to be at, I can vote yes for this because of some of the explanations that you've given, looking at the fact that we have set, and it says, folks, audited. I don't know what everybody else's definition of audited is, but it's probably different from what I might think audited means. That's past tense to me. And so basically what we're saying is that if we don't pass this, and you're not putting this over a barrel, but this is a scenario that we're, the law is going to be broke. I mean, let's just be honest. Let's just talk about that, because, I mean, we've been talking about a whole lot of things like that, not necessarily with Treasury, but we're talking about just in general. I'm sure, you know, there's, everybody's been reading the news articles about what's going on in our little nation. So I know that we get hung up on, are we doing this because of that? I don't think you're asking for more time either. I know that you understand the brevity of the fact that we haven't been receiving some financials, and I think you know how to remedy that. I know you know how to remedy that. To say that we're okay with it, we're not, and I can't imagine that you are either. So how do we get past audited? That's the question that I have. In this particular piece of legislation and how it's currently written in law, how do we get past that? Do we need to change and amend that to keep March 1st as that? So then would you want to say something of the nature of, I mean, just some ideas, because how do you expect to get past that? Anybody, for that matter, because the word audited to me means that your audit's complete. So that, and so I'm gonna go down this road, Congresswoman Rivard. Here we go. Consistency. Boy, we like that word. And if we're going to be consistent, and we've changed dates before to help ourselves when we have governmental and federal other deadlines. We have done that before. We've had people that aren't okay with it. That's all right. That's your vote. But to be consistent and knowing that we're not going to get it, we know that's a hot topic, that we're not in compliance, the executive's not in compliance because they can't meet this deadline of getting us this information. So that's another question I have, or a discussion that I want to talk about. And I feel like it's worthy discussion because I don't feel like you're trying to pull something over our eyes. It's just, and being the objective piece of it and trying to remove the fact that I'm not real happy with some things, but I have to be objective about this. And what does it look like we're setting ourselves up for? And try to step away from my feelings and look at the process. So that's just, there's just a couple of things I was wondering what other people thought audited is. And then consistency, because I would like to be able to say that we're going to be able to do it, you know, March, have it by March 1st. I think March 30th is a much more obtainable goal to that later in the future, personally. That's just me. But everybody's different in how they look at things and numbers and how they audit. So thank you for your time.
Is there anyone else that has a comment or question? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not a member of this committee, but as a one member of Congress, I've heard Mr. McIntosh's reasons for asking for this. And personally, I don't think it's unreasonable at all. And I think as the Congress, we should do everything we can to assist our treasurer and the treasury to have the ample time they need to perform their duties. We all know the history, sad history, I might say, of our auditing in the last well, several years, ever since Callie Catcher was here, when I was first on this Congress. So it's been going on for quite a while, and I'm just saying, I don't think it's unreasonable, and I think we should do anything and everything we can to assist the treasurer. He deals with these numbers every day. He does this all the time. And I think if he thinks they need this date changed, I think we should do everything we can to assist them. Thanks.
Is there anyone else? Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. So I just wanted to remind everyone that our gaming operation, very large gaming operation, 7 casinos, C stores, lots of money coming in and out, are required to have the audited financials to the NIGC by 120 days, period. There's no other option than to meet that deadline. So I guess I can't, my brain, you know, kind of thinks in that way. I understand what you guys are saying, but I just wanted to remind you of that. Thank you.
Anyone else? Comments or questions? Mr. McIntosh.
And kind of in that comment, Congressman Shaw, in regards to gaming, you know, I've always worked in tribal and healthcare and stepped out and was primarily healthcare. Worked as a controller, prepared financial statements, was over the audits for a hospital that did $288 million in gross revenues per year. I could prepare that audit in a matter of 3 or 4 months, be prepared, done in 2 months. I ran an accounting office for 8 months, where it was me, the controller, one accountant, one AP person, and one payroll. We had close to 800 employees. It was a large operation. I know what processes need to be put in. I know how we need to get away from what I call a pod system to more lanes and responsibilities, cash, management, budgets. This can't be spread out amongst 8 people, 7 people, 5 people. You need lanes for that stuff to occur. You need one person to be on top of things, not ask 6 people, where are we at on this? You need to go ask one person. I've come from those industries. One reason, healthcare, I did not carry 200 balance sheets, 200 financial statements in that facility. I had close to 85 departments, had over, I think, 13 specialty clinics, cardiologists, urologists. I worked with them hand in hand. But I could roll all that information quick. But because I basically had the hospital balance sheet and income statement, and I had the clinic's balance sheet and income statement. And when you're dealing with that amount of financial statements, you can prepare and get prepared quicker. But when you go into a fund accounting system, where every fund and every appropriation, every department, every fund, you have to manage that at a fund level. So that expands that job. And I will say that a thank you, because you have supported the request back in the audit session, back in September, what can we do? I said, I'm drowning. It would really help if I could get a controller, because trying to do 2 jobs at one time is hard. We brought that individual on. I said, I want an experienced individual. I do not have time to train. So I brought on an experienced individual. He's been on board for about 60 days, roughly, probably getting 75, but probably 60 business days. We're talking about the very conversation that we're having. But at the end of the day, we still have to try to maintain current day operation, but then transition the complete processes from where we're at to where we need to be. But you still have to try to maintain functionality throughout that. In my young career, or my young education, early education, I have a pretty thorough quality assurance and quality improvement background. There's a book, Quality Planning and Analysis. There is theories on change management. Rapid change usually does not stick. Rapid change in manager and operations usually are not successful. I think rapid change is why I'm here. I think you had rapid change in your treasury office, And that created the circumstance that ended up bringing me here. So that's kind of where we've been, where we're at, and what my intentions are moving forward is I try to identify and prioritize what's going to give us the most value.
Chair. Speaker.
I want to first say I appreciate all the work that you've done since you've come to the nation. And I know other people feel the same way and they've expressed that. It's ironic, right, that we have two things on the proclamation, or did. So in 2006, our first Congress created this law that no one's ever met, right? Even the two treasurers before you that had CPAs, that CPA's real important, right? They were just breaking the law. Never met it. Never met the deadline. And then, and here we are. So I've heard enough from the committee. I'm ready to move on, and I'm going to make a motion here in a second to pass it out with the do not pass, because I hear my colleagues and I hear the concern. I hear the concern, and I respect that concern, but we have a lot of stuff going on. We have a lot of appropriations to talk about. This is one of those things, it can wait, but I think that you have the support of this Congress, that if you needed further people in your department to help you meet this expectation, to, for the first time ever, to reach that goal of making that deadline, you have the support over here, I think. And you need to know that. And so I think that I would challenge you to be the first person sitting in that seat up there to make this deadline. And I'm venturing to guess that you will be that person, because before you came here, we were not doing so well when it comes to audit deadlines, and you helped to fix that. So I'm going to make a motion to report ONCA 2315 out to Congress with no recommendation.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. We're in discussion.
So, thank you, Chair. I was just going to say that I would prefer it be a no recommendation rather than a do not pass. She must have read my...
I did.
...my mind. That's all. Thank you.
All right. So while we're in discussion, I have no problem with the request. And I understand the fears, and I've listened to this now for a couple of hours, and I understand your hesitation completely, but I also feel that it's not an illogical request. I think that I'm going to vote against that, but in the future, I guess, we'll see how the vote plays out, but I just wanted to let you all know that. And did you have something else?
Yes, Chair, just quickly, I like the way that the speaker has stated her motion, because, you know, I didn't want to say do not pass or anything. I want to get it out of committee, mm-hmm. So that Congress, you know, has time to, you know, absorb all the comments that have been made, ask further questions and things of that nature, because all of these bills that have been proposed are important. This is a really important bill.
Yes, it is. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. And, you know, it needs to be germane to the discussion. So I'm going to be a no for this particular motion. I'm leaning toward supporting this because of some other language that's in here. It says audited. And so... the support's there, I think, for Treasury. But I think, like I said, objectively, we have to, you know, for me personally, I can only, for myself, I want it to, I'm going to support this on the floor even when it gets to the floor. Unless my, at this point I am. I'm not saying I couldn't change my mind, but that's where I'm at. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Say no.
No.
No. Okay. Do you need a roll call or did you catch it? Okay, let's have a roll call.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Speaker Good Fox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Chair Stapler?
No. Motion fails. Any other action?
Motion to postpone ONCA.
I'll make a motion to report out ONCA. /23/15 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, say no.
No.
Motion passes. ONCA 2315 has been reported out with a due pass. Next on the agenda is ONCA 2316, an act to amend ONCA 2173 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $639,235 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rebard is the sponsor. Excuse me. Congresswoman Rebard is the sponsor, and you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Give me a second, I apologize. Okay, so this particular bill is, as you read, supplemental appropriation to the executive branch. This is non-tribal. And so I don't know, could you tell me who's on the call, please, Clerk?
Mark Rogers, Jennifer Holding, Teresa Bledsoe, Tara McKinney, James Wygant, Van Big Horse, Braxton Red Eagle, Cindra Shangru, Whitney Redcorn, Harrison Perry, Krista Falkerson, Abby Tolson, Claire Wood, and Marla Redcorn.
Okay, thank you, Clerk. Chair, if I may.
Yes.
So what I'd like to do is, if we may, Krista, on the sections that are just going to be amended, I think that's just, you know, a normal process that we're used to. But I would like to ask the directors that are on the call that if there's something in here that's new, that they have the opportunity to discuss any new dollars. Is that okay, Krista?
Yes. With you.
Are you
you're cutting out a little bit. I apologize.
Okay. Do you have the current bill in front of you with the support docs? I don't want to put you in a bind.
Yeah, I believe I do.
Okay. So in 2316, Chair, the first section that I'd like to discuss with the committee is child care development. And Krista, what I'm gonna do is ask that if you feel if this is an amendment, then you speak, if not the director. if that's okay.
Okay. Yes, well, the director is on the call and so is the secretary. This is an amendment and it looks like we're asking for appropriation of request of $638,712. This is based off of what has been already appropriated and what the added award includes. And then if you'd like them to talk about their program, they are online to talk about that.
Chair, if I may, I believe I would really like pretty much everybody that's the programs within this bill we're pretty familiar with. And so if there are amendments, let's just, you can discuss those. And the next one is the Coronavirus Response and Relief Supplemental Act. And so I believe that's an amendment as well.
So did you want to hear from Child Care Development? No? Okay.
There are amendments.
Okay. All right. So moving on.
They got, can I, speaker or?
Ms. Fulkerson, go ahead.
This is a new supplemental funding from the funder added to the overall budget, and it is an amended budget in the amount of, and we want the appropriation request that we sent in is for $523.
So, Chair, I believe that is the only sections that we were going to discuss in this particular bill.
Aren't there more awards, though?
Can I speak for a second? This is Chris Stepple.
Go ahead.
Yes, and on this 2316, you have EPA, UIC, FY21 budget. We're deobligating that $10,000 that was inadvertently put in there that we had talked about before. And that's really another amendment.
So, Chair, I'm sorry, Krista. This is my fault because Jordan is, he's giving me signs, but he's not talking. So we'll blame him as well. Just kidding. I need to make a motion to adopt a committee substitute.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion?
Dated 11. Or January 11th, 2023 at 10:08 a.m. You all received it earlier today.
Yes.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes.
Okay, so now that should include the EPA. I apologize, Chair and Committee. So, Krista, you want to talk about the amendment to the EPA just rather quickly?
Yes, it's a two-year grant, and we have two budgets for this. And we're talking about specifically the first year for the FY21 budget. This funding was sent to Congress for an amendment for budget FY22. However, the FY21 budget was amended inadvertently instead. Therefore, in order to shore up this budget, we needed to deobligate this $10,000 out of this budget to move it over to the correct budget.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to make a motion to move ONCA 2316 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion and a second. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. So that now takes us to ONCA 2317, an act to amend ONCA 2195 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $981,196 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rebard is the sponsor. You have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Chair. This bill is also non-tribal dollars that contain monies for FY22. And I'd like to follow the same procedure, if I may, with Krista, and then if we have a new project, then the director can have the opportunity to speak of it. Again, we're going to begin with child care development, section 7, and all. This is also going to relate to the section right after, which is the child care construction. If Krista wants to speak of that.
Yes, pertaining to the OSCA 2317, the first amended budget that we have on our list is the FY22 budget for the child care discretionary deobligated new construction of Wheeler Building. The total award received was underappropriated in previous sessions by $453,197, and we are here to appropriate the rest of that funding today. And it's an amended budget. The total award was $1,507,381.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none.
Okay, thank you. Chair, I'd like to discuss then the EPA UIC section 14 and the amount of $303,000. I believe this is also an amendment.
Yes. Would you like me to proceed?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Ms. Fulkerson, go ahead.
Yes, this is what we had talked about in the earlier one. This is the FY22 EPA UIC. We're shoring it up the second year. This is a two-year grant, and we are asking a appropriation request for an extra $28,000. This is year two, so we're adding in the $10,000 from the year one and then shoring up the rest of the funding that came in after the previous sessions to award for the whole year for this particular budget, which is the last year in this round.
Any questions or comments?
Chair,
go ahead.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to send ONCA 23-17 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. ONCA 2317 passes out to Congress. Next on the agenda is ONCA 2318, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $128,836 and to establish an alternate effective date. This said Congresswoman Rivard is the sponsor, isn't it, Congressman Tillman?
This is, I'm the sponsor.
You are the sponsor?
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is in regards to fiscal year 23. And as stated, these are non-tribal funds. And so in the first section of this bill, we'll discuss the DHS stabilization grant for Fairfax. These are new, so I'd like to hear, I think we should give an opportunity for the director to speak of these new dollars, and these DHS stabilization grant funds are for Fairfax, Hominy, Pahuska, and Skytook. And so I'd like to give her the opportunity to speak about all of those, if we may, Chair.
Certainly.
Good afternoon. This is Tara McKinney.
Hi, Tara.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
We can. Thank you.
Okay, great. So on Fairfax, so this is going to be our cycle 5. We've received altogether 5 cycles already. So on this cycle, Fairfax received $22,000. And I really what I did is I just looked at the budget and seen where I need to put money into. And so we put $18,000 into program supplies and $4,000 into travel. That's going to be for travel GSA and for field trips. We have a large wraparound program, and we want to make sure that we have plenty of money for the summer children that's there every day, all day, that we have enough money for them to attend field trips. For Hominy, they received $18,000. So that was $14,000 was put into program supplies, $4,000 put into field trips and vehicle operating. Again, they have a wraparound program for during the summer that we want to keep them busy. And if they're going to be on the go a little bit more, I wanted to make sure that we had enough money in vehicle operating for them to do so. Pawhuska, this is going to be their first grant they have received. They are licensed by DHS, and you have to be licensed through DHS to get these funds. So they received $18,000. $14,000 is going into program supplies. $4,000 is being put into field trips and vehicle operating. And Skytook received $22,000 for Cycle 5, $17,000 went to program supplies, $3,000 for vehicle operating, and $2,000 for field trips.
Anyone else have any comments or questions?
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Tara. I'll just keep moving then.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Is Shannon Shaw on the line? Good afternoon, Shannon. Oh, okay. Well, we can come back. Can somebody text her? And we'll just keep moving. So the next section, Chair, is the LIHEAP Emergency Supplement, and the section right behind is the LIHEAP, I think it's IIJA, I'll name that Ija. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if Director Kimball is on the call.
Ms. Kimball, are you out there?
Okay.
This is Teresa. Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
Oh, I was going to say Tara would be, or not Tara, but Teresa.
Yeah, Krista, were you planning on speaking? That's fine. Go ahead, Teresa. I know we've been talking, so go ahead.
So, Director Kimball is out this afternoon. She's joined us periodically throughout the day, but she has something that is taking her time right now. So we're going to look at the some new funding for the LIHEAP Emergency Supplement in the amount of $36,669. This is an additional supplement. The large percentage of this is going to go to direct assistance in the amount of $31,090, as well as some operating expense and occupancy and indirect costs. The purpose of this program is to enable low-income families to meet the cost of home energy by supporting the provision of heating and cooling assistance, crisis intervention assistance, and or weatherization.
Anyone have any questions or comments?
I have a comment. I love these grants like that, even if they're a little bit, because they do increase our direct services. Mm-hmm. So I don't have any other comment or question on that section, Chair.
Okay,
is Shannon on the call? Okay, so on section 17A is the Institute for Nonprofit News, and I would like, this is a new, new monies coming into the nation, and so I'd like to see if Shannon would discuss that a little bit.
Hawaii, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, so last year, the Institute for Nonprofit News reached out to us and they wanted to do a partnership. And it was a conglomerate of non-tribal media and tribal media. And we all worked together to do snapshots of our region of the economic development status. So we've already written these stories. They were published last year in April. There were two of them. The first one was Working Together, Tribal Partnerships Bring Regional Jobs. And then the second one was a survey. The article was about the survey that we conducted, and it was Economic Development Survey, More Economic Growth Desired on Osage Reservation. So those ran last year. And so what this money is they are for the money that we use to produce these stories, like our time, our equipment, et cetera, they were given, the Walton Family Foundation was given this money to help these newsrooms produce this series. So we ran the complete series in the newspaper from all of the partners in the collaboration. And it was a really good experience. And so this is just payment for those articles and that collaboration.
Anyone have any questions or comments? Good deal. Thank you, Director Shaw. At this time, Chair, I'd like to make a motion to move ONCA 23-18 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes and ONCA 2318 will move out with a due pass. This takes us to 2319, an act to amend ONCA 2295 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $344,325 and to establish an alternate effective date. I will say that Dr. Hunter is a part of this next group of funding that's going through, and she is unavailable until okay, now she's chiming in now. So if we could send her a Zoom link.
Chair.
Yes.
I failed you again. I can't find my committee substitute for this. I'm going to say
okay, let's take
the clerk
1 minute.
Didn't give it to me.
And get her a copy of her committee sub.
For 19? I don't have a committee substitute for 19. I thought you only had an amendment.
A motion and a second.
I have the amendment. What I need to do with it.
Can you print it? Will you print it?
Okay. We're in recess, right?
Are we in recess?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, we can go into recess for 10 minutes.
Is it an amendment or committee?
I guess it's an amendment.
Somebody will get her favorite.
That's my fault.
Jody.
Yeah, what I was getting ready.